Hey, internet friends. With all that's happening in the world, I wanted to report on something so it wouldn't get buried. No pun intended. Basically, it's a bad time to be a cryptocurrency billionaire, and something really strange is going on. In previous videos, we covered the fall of Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX empire and whether it was an organic happenstance or a controlled demolition. And we also covered the rise of central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs. But today I'm talking about the handful of crypto billionaires who have passed in the last few years, three of them just this month, the coverage of which has been overshadowed by the FTX story. And I want to know, are we witnessing an organic, genuine string of fatal accidents? Just a coincidence, or is it something more? And if it's something more, what does it mean? Why should anyone care? How will you be affected? We're going to move backwards on this timeline, starting at the most recent incident. It was announced this week that 53-year-old Russian billionaire Vyacheslav Tiran, the co-founder of Libertex, a cryptocurrency exchange like FTX, had passed alongside his 35-year-old pilot after Tiran's helicopter crashed near Monaco. It was reported that another unidentified passenger was supposed to join him on the flight but canceled last minute. Coverage of this story has been limited, yet very interesting to me because Ukrainian press has alleged that Tiran was a spy. But so far, I've yet to see these claims substantiated. No citations, no proof, no nothing in these reports where they allege that Tiran was linked to the Russian SVR, Foreign Espionage Agency, and was responsible for, quote, laundering Russian funds through a system of cryptocurrency operations, end quote. But I mean, hey, it could be true. Tiran's net worth was around $20 billion. What happens to all the crypto funds in his wallet? Who has the key? Can the funds be traced postmortem? This is a blanket question I have for all the crypto billionaires who have recently passed. On Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022, 30-year-old Tian Tian Kulinder, otherwise known as TT, co-founder of the Hong Kong-based digital asset company, the Amber Group, passed suddenly in his sleep. TT had a net worth of around $3 billion, and he previously worked at Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs before founding Amber Group. TT reportedly launched Amber Group along with a group of pals from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. I have to wonder, what 30-year-old just dies suddenly in their sleep? On October 28, 2022, cryptocurrency millionaire 29-year-old Nikolai Mushigin drowned on a Puerto Rican beach just hours after tweeting that Mossad and the CIA were trying to murder him. Nikolai was co-founder of cryptocurrency lending platform MakerDAO and the decentralized DAI stablecoin. Nikolai's last tweet was published just a few hours before his drowning, where he was found fully clothed with his wallet on him. And his tweet suggested that the CIA and Mossad were going to blackmail him, and he hinted that the CIA was going to make it seem like his passing was by his own hand. The tweet reads, quote, CIA and Mossad and pedo elite are running some kind of sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. They are going to frame me with a laptop planted by my ex-girlfriend who was a spy. They will torture me to death, end quote. Since Nikolai's passing, news articles have published an anonymous source who claimed that the crypto developer was a loner and he lived alone with his dog. And the source also stated that after Nikolai and his girlfriend broke up, he was convinced she was a spy. These three incidents in the last month were the ones I wanted to focus on, but they aren't the only incidents and they aren't the only fatal accidents. Billionaire banking heir to Carnegie Mellon and Drexel families of the Bank of New York Mellon and Drexel Burnham Lambert, 54-year-old Matthew Mellon passed while attending a rehab center in Mexico back in 2018. Which is notable because even though Mellon was old banking money, obviously, he made his personal fortune in cryptocurrency. The vast majority of his assets were locked up in a cryptocurrency known as XRP, which is managed by the company Ripple. And if you follow cryptocurrency news, you know that Ripple is currently tied up in a lawsuit with crooked Gary Gensler's SEC. If you remember, Gary Gensler is barely one degree separated from Sam Bankman-Fried. Like Mellon, 30-year-old Gerald Cotton passed in 2018 without sharing the keys to his crypto wallets worth hundreds of millions of dollars. His death prompted the Netflix documentary Trust No One. Cotton was the founder of the bankrupt cryptocurrency firm Quadriga CX, and he passed while on his honeymoon in India with his wife. having signed a will just 9 days before, fueling rumors that Cotton may still be alive and living off the embezzled funds. On his honeymoon in India, Cotton complained that his stomach was hurting. He went to the hospital and was diagnosed with traveler's diarrhea. One day later, he passed, and no autopsy was ever performed. Of course, the Tehran, TT, and Nikolai incidents all occurred in the same month as the FTX collapse, in which a crypto exchange, which was ran out of the Bahamas, took customers' money and invested it in unknown assets. Then an incredibly damning write-up about the company was published, only for FTX's main competitor, the CEO of Binance. Well, he decided to liquidate hundreds of millions of dollars worth of FTX's utility token, and that signaled to other crypto investors to do the same. But when FTX's customers went to pull their money out of the exchange, there was no money, robbing them of billions of dollars, which made legislators call for further regulation of cryptocurrency. Just announced 2 weeks ago, the New York Federal Reserve has launched their digital dollar pilot program with the big banks, and the National Bank of Ukraine has released their draft for design options for their own CBDC. The Bank of Japan is experimenting with their own CBDC, the digital yen, in tandem with the country's mega banks. And the list goes on and on of all these countries announcing this in the last month, from the CBDC adoption in Africa to India's e-rupee. But the common denominator is that it's the Federal Reserve central bank's digital currency, unlike what we have right now, the current privatized industry. The central banks, the Federal Reserve, will have full control of the digital dollar, able to trace every transaction. But what happens when you make the banks mad, like what we're seeing now with the banks refusing to do business with who they disagree with politically? Unlike cash or silver or gold, I can't go bury my hoard in the backyard for a rainy day. With a click of a button, my entire life savings can be deleted if my social credit score isn't high enough, the funds withheld from me and my family. Or my social credit score can be influenced by how I spend those funds that I have, because every transaction is traced and analyzed for the fullest expression of control. So that's why I'm hyper-fixated on this subject. That's why I keep harping on this. Because the average person will feel the ramifications of what's happening, of what's playing out on the world stage. And people still won't get it. We already have a one-world government, a debt slave system, and it was implemented in our country by the creature at Jekyll Island in 1913, the Federal Reserve banking system. We're simply witnessing their next phase of control, but they can't operate without widespread ignorance, useful idiots, and consent. I really can only speculate about what's going on with these crypto billionaires in their untimely passing, if they really even died at all or went into hiding instead. So I turn the question over to you on Twitter. I asked, theories on why crypto billionaires are dying being killed recently. Welcome to the Tribulation said, these billionaires were used to normalize digital currency and they became successful. The World Economic Forum doesn't want any competition. Everyone needs to be ushered onto the CBDC train with no other options available. Chahuapov said, centralization. FTX was needed as the big bad boogeyman. Banks will say, your money is safe with us, and then go bust themselves. After that, central bank digital currencies will be introduced to fight the corruption, which will then be hijacked to become the new empire of money. Liberty Heretic said that the World Economic Forum and intelligence agencies want a monopoly on crypto going forward, so it can be used as global currency linked to social credit system. They can't do that with strong competition who aren't part of the agenda. And finally, Goose Girl said, remember how all those millionaires died on the Titanic right before they set up the Federal Reserve? Yeah, basically the families who would have stood in the way of the creation of the Federal Reserve just happened to be the families who went down with the Titanic. What do you know? What a coincidence. What do you think, internet friends? Is something strange going on with these crypto billionaires? I want to know your thoughts. You know, I always enjoy reading your comments. Thank you so much for watching, subscribing, and supporting my channel on Patreon. Bye!